For all four gentlemen from Buffalo. Nate, please.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our guys. I mean, they showed their experience. We kind of settled in there after about the first 8 minutes on defense and forced some tough shots. I told these guys coming in, if we can keep our turnovers down and win the rebounding battle, I think we're going to win. We dominated them on the glass, which was big because we were undersized. I mean, they were definitely bigger than us and had size advantage inside. Our turnovers, you know, we didn't take care of the ball as well as we'd like. We got to clear that up Sunday. But the rebounding, I was really proud of the way the guys battled on the boards.
Questions? Start right there. Thank you.
Nate, these three guys, there haven't been a lot of games this season where all three of them had huge games. Today, they get 20, 20, and 18. And Jeremy and Nick both ended up with 10 rebounds. How good can this team be if those three keep playing like that?
Yeah, they combined for 60. It's March. It's winning time. These guys are big-time winners as you can get. I mean, they know when it's time to show up. We called Jeremy Mr. March for a reason, but shoot, Nick here had 20 as a freshman in the NCAA tournament when we played Miami. So CJ's been pretty big. Shoot, he's approaching being the all-time leading scorer in Buffalo history, and he's shows up in big games. I mean, these guys showed up last year against Arizona. They showed up this year. I think they know what has to get done to win big games, and they did it. I mean, 21-10 and 21-10, two guys with double-doubles when really we were outmanned, outsized, I should say, inside. I thought Jeremy was huge for us on the glass. He had 6 at the half. I was really happy with his effort on the glass.
This question is for Nick Perkins. When you went in about 5 minutes into the game, what did you see? You know, you're pretty good at coming in and kind of making a quick evaluation of what your team needs to do to kind of pick it up. What did you see that your team needed to do at that point? And what did you do to really make an impact on changing the dynamic of the game early on?
Well, I thought the first 4 minutes, you know, they kind of beat us to the punch. They came out really strong. And when I got in the game, I pretty much just told the guys we needed to pick up our pace on offense and you know, get out and run on defense when we get stops. And I think once we start doing that, that's when the game changed.
Next two questions are right next to each other right here.
This is for any of you guys. All season you were building your resume to impress the selection committee to get a better seed. Was there any mindset, even though your fate has already been sealed with seeding, to make a statement with this win here in the first round?
Jeremy, you first, and then CJ, please.
I mean, we're not really looking at the seeding anymore because everybody's record is 0-0 when the tournament starts. So, I mean, we just try to lock in on the scout report and do what got us here. So, yeah.
For me, I would say that there still is one more statement to be made, you know, to just prove we belong with anybody in the country. You know, it was some people that picked us to lose this game that we just played, so they might have thought that, hey, they've just been hyped all year and stuff like that. So I think we can play with anybody in the country, and we're going to try to make this deeper run.
This is really for any of you guys. Again, kind of going off of that, what's it like to win an NCAA tournament game the way that you did, but also the fact that you were expected to win this game? You were favored in this game, something that hadn't happened the previous three times this team's been to the tournament.
Nick, you're first. Jeremy, you're second.
I would say, you know, the NCAA tournament, kind of like Jeremy said, everybody's 0-0. So coming in, you know, being favored, obviously something different for Buffalo, us being a mid-major from a little lower conference in some of these bigger schools. And, I mean, it's good. I think it's good for the city, good for the program that we, you know, we able to be favored for the NCAA tournament game. You know, that probably hasn't happened in Buffalo history, so I think it's a good thing.
Sorry, can you repeat the question, Heather? I mean, of course, it's a great feeling. It's March Madness, but I think when the horn went off, we didn't celebrate as much because we feel like we can play with anybody in the country. So I mean, it's good to get a win, but we're not done yet. I don't think.
Straight back,
Nick. This is for you. I know MAC title game, struggled with fouls, didn't really score how you wanted, but how were you able to get in a flow offensively today?
For me today, I think it was just really just slowing down. You know, I think, you know, the MAC conference, you know, I was kind of rushing things, rushing my shot, just rushing my play. I think tonight I was able to, you know, slow down a little bit mentally and just, you know, convert.
How did your team contain Arizona State at the perimeter? I think they had 7 or 8 three-point shots. I don't know the exact number, but
CJ, please.
I would say our ball pressure and just playing team defense, you know, and it also helped with their spacing. They were kind of congested, so it wasn't really that much help to be needed, but. Yeah, just our ball pressure.
And Nate, if you could comment on that too, at the three-point line, how do you?
Yeah, I mean they were 3 for 22, so we did an unbelievable job guarding the three-point line. They play two bigs. They're big up front, and typically they're two bigs, except for when they bring Cherry in, they don't really have a shooter out there. So it's kind of what CJ was alluding to with the spacing. You're able to kind of help a little bit more with. Having two non-shooters out there, which enabled us to crawl into the ball a little bit more and pressure it, and similar to what we did against Arizona last year, but it was, you know, they got really good guard play. They're just not that deep. And I also think playing Wednesday night and then having to fly in here, get in late Wednesday night, I mean, they may have, like, tired legs, and they missed some open shots, too. I thought our kids played really hard and our effort's great, and combine that with the fact that they had tired legs and, you know, we definitely didn't want to give up inside play. I mean, if you notice, we were front in the post. They skipped it a couple times, got some open looks, did the right thing. They just missed them. So, but we knew they'd be tired, and we kind of planned on some of that.
The next three questions are in this little pocket right here. Go, please.
For Nate and any of the players that could tackle this, first couple possessions of each of the half, they went inside and were kind of controlling it for a couple plays. What did you guys do to go on some big runs and change the flow of the game in each of the halves?
Jeremy first, then the coach, please.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the blame for that one because I was supposed to be front in the post both times, so I didn't. So they got, of course, he's bigger than me and stronger, but I figured it out, and it didn't happen as much afterwards. So just following the scout report, I lost focus a little bit, but I got it together.
I mean, part of it was our ball pressure wasn't great either. We had to pressure the ball, so everybody kind of came together. And yeah, I mean, Jeremy had to guard Ristic last year from Arizona, did a great job, didn't get the ball inside much, and he's done a good job. I mean, he's our starting four, and he's really 6'7" guard, so we got to help him out a little bit with ball pressure and backside help, and we just kind of locked in. And you know, I wasn't happy with our start to the game. Like you said, we gave up 4 points in transition, gave up some easy at-the-rim twos, and once we really settled in and knew we couldn't win the game playing defense like that, I thought everybody really picked it up.